Welcome to this week's edition of Insurance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratore, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Monday, October 7th, 2024, and we've got the rundown on the latest industry updates from across Australia. First up, in a stirring debate on disclosure within the insurance broking sector, there's a mounting clamor for greater transparency. Pressures are on for insurance brokers to disclose remuneration and increase adherence to their code of conduct, following the Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee's appeal. While the National Insurance Brokers Association, or NA, acknowledges this push for better outcomes, they have yet to commit to reinstating small business disclosures. This development raises the stakes as we anticipate the upcoming code reviews. Switching gears to the state insurance provider, iCare, major changes are set to roll out on October 8th. These reforms are designed to boost efficiency and cut down service costs by 5%. The restructuring follows an operational expenditure review by the NSW Treasury, which pinpointed issues of governance, culture, and accountability. Notably, the CEO will now be removed from iCare's board, with future appointments requiring ministerial approval. Minister Sophie Kotsis remains vocal on the need for transparency. Overall, these changes are forecasted to save $23 million annually, although this may lead to job losses. On the claim front, a controversial case involving a traumatic horse riding accident has raised questions about trauma insurance coverages. The claimant, who suffered a severe pelvic fracture and subsequent life-altering implications, was denied a payout from Clearview Life Assurance. The denial stems from the lack of proof regarding permanent disability. While the Australian Financial Complaints Authority recognizes the severity of her condition, they underline that potential recovery could still be possible. This situation exemplifies the complexities inherent in processing trauma insurance claims. In the world of technology, we're observing how artificial intelligence is revolutionizing claims processing. According to Willem Polling of IAG, we can expect a significant shift in the claims process within the next 5 years. With AI's proficiency in analyzing data and detecting fraud, we're seeing a move towards more streamlined and cost-effective processes. As this technology evolves, insurers will be vying for competitive advantages to meet the increasing customer demand for speed and reliability. That wraps up our weekly news summary. For more personal and business insurance resources, check out our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Tune in next week for more timely updates from Australia's insurance sector. I'm Paige Estratore, signing off.